There are a lot of great ways to get out and enjoy nature. I really like to get out. Sometimes I get out on my own. Sometimes I get out with family members. But you know what? It's always great to get out with some experts. Get someone who really knows about a particular area. Maybe it's the geography of the area. Maybe it's the wildlife of the area. I can tell you sometimes not only where to look, but what, in my case, a lot of times, what am I actually seeing here? Because I'm not, I know a few things, but I'm certainly no expert. We have some folks, though, that do a lot of really great work in this area. Ruth Opedal is one of them, executive director of the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. Ruth, welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for inviting us.
Oh, great to have you here. Maria Sadowski is director of communications for the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin, and I've had some fun with her on a trip to the river, the big river up by La Crosse.
Hi, Larry. Thanks so much for having us. We're happy to see you again.
Oh, it's great. Great to have you here. And you know, before we get started on all of the, I'm just loving the events that you've got scheduled here for 2013. Talk about the mission of the Natural Resources Foundation, Ruth. How did it get started now?
Yeah, well, the foundation is 26 years old now, and our foundation connects generations to the wonders of Wisconsin's lands, waters, and wildlife through conservation, education, engagement, and giving. So our main goal is to raise money to help support the protection, research, and management of our state's natural areas and rare and endangered species and all the wildlife.
And so you raise some money, but also I think there's quite an education process that goes on as well.
There's a huge education process. We are so honored to have so many fine and wonderful field trip leaders through the Department of Natural Resources, Wisconsin's nature centers, and other naturalists leading our trips. Our trips are a way for people to learn about the foundation, and it's also a channel for people to come to support our state lands and wildlife. So to come on a field trip, we ask that you become a member, and by doing that, you're supporting something even greater than yourself, and that's the natural beauty of our state.
Yeah, it's a wonderful program. And these field trips really are a priority, aren't they, Maria?
Yeah, for the field trips, it's an amazing opportunity for people to really get to know the state that they live in and love. And yeah, we think that, you know, as we start to talk about the different field trips we have, no matter how long you've lived in the state, or if you're brand new to the state, we can guarantee that you'll find out something different, wonderful, and special that will make you truly appreciate why it's so important to protect this place that we live in.
Yeah, and as I look at your catalog of events, I mean, long as I've lived here, I could probably 98% or maybe 99% of these I'm looking at thinking, man, I haven't done that. I need to get signed up here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And maybe as you listen in, maybe as you're listening in to us talking, maybe you've been involved. Maybe you've gone on one of these field trips with the Natural Resources Foundation. What'd you do? Where'd you go? If you have, I'd love to hear your experiences. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at talk@wpr.org. If you've got a photo, maybe you took some photos. I know we took a lot of pictures on our trip. If you've got one you want to share, go to my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show and let's share some. Actually, I think Judith's got some up from our migratory bird. With Migrations with Mueller, we called it, I think. Mm-hmm. And so we've got some photos up on the Facebook page from that experience. And then she had another experience with bats. And I think she's posted some of those photos, too.
Yeah, I was actually on that same trip with Judith. We went out with the DNR's bat researchers one night. And they were mist netting for bats, which is when they put a big net across the trail, and we stood out there in the dark and watched as the bats flew in, and then we were able to actually, some of us were able to actually take the bats ourselves. They were in tiny little bat bags, And the experts put the bats into this little bag, and then we carried them down, and there were folks down in the riverbank, and they let them go again. And what they were doing with that process was weighing them and measuring them, and most importantly, identifying which species they were seeing. And we saw little brown bats and some other bats that they were really surprised to see that night. And, you know, it was just an amazing, amazing experience. And we were probably 5 miles away from Epic, you know, so... we weren't like out in the wilderness. I mean, we were, but you know, it wasn't like we were in the deep woods someplace. We were just, you know,
near
in
Madison.
Our local communities.
Yeah.
So it was really amazing.
Madison. And where are you going to get an experience like,
right.
I mean, you can't, there's no other place you get an experience like that here in the state.
Right. And I think that's, you know, again, what's so special about our trips is that, the folks who are leading them, the experts from DNR, the people at nature centers, they're doing research and they're trying to protect these things, and they're really opening the door to their research for us. They're showing us what's important and telling us why it's important and giving our field trip members a firsthand experience to see that for themselves.
And maybe we can talk about, I mean, there's such a broad array of things going on, Ruth. Give us some samples here of what...
Well, one of the trips that is really appealing to me is... You can go and learn how to tag butterflies.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you can put a tag on a butterfly, but we have 3 field trips spread all over the state. And by the way, our field trips have been in every county. Over 30,000 people have been on these field trips over the last 20 years. But there's over at River Edge Nature Center over by Milwaukee, there's
a
monarch tagging workshop. Bong State Recreation Area and also Schlitz Audubon. They're all offering this year on one of our trips at Monarch tagging, which is, where else can you do that? It's just incredible. But like you were saying, there's also a lot of citizen science, just thanks to Chris and Owen for all the work they do. If you want to go look for baby elk calves up by Clam Lake, mm-hmm. you can work on that as a citizen scientist. If you want to search for white-tailed deer fawns, that's another workshop where you can go and search for the baby fawns. And we also have something new this year that I really want to go on over at Beaver Creek Reserve, and that's a firefly watch.
Ah, a firefly watch.
There's a whole monitoring protocol, different species of fireflies, and we're learning all about them on this field trip.
Well, and here's Judith, who's, you know, she's been in the migration, she's been on the bats, she's been also on the monitoring of the monarchs and tagging of the monarchs, too, and she's putting photos up right now of her trip to tag the monarch butterflies. We should have her run in and tell us
how it all went.
No, she has to be in there to answer the phones. When you call in at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your questions or comments or maybe your experiences. We'd love to hear about the trip or the experiences that you have had. And these experiences, I'm sure there are some that repeat, but there may be many repeat, but not. I'm sure there are lots of new ones every year, too.
Right. So we've been doing our field trip program. This is actually the 20th anniversary of our field trip program, which we think is really exciting. We started 20 years ago with 3 field trips, and I don't think anyone in our organization, anyone in the Department of Natural Resources who, you know, we provide funding for them through these field trips, ever envisioned that it would be what it is today. So this year we're offering more than 120 field trips. They're in, you know, every corner of the state. As Ruth mentioned, in the 20 years that we've had the trip, we've brought 30,000 people out, which is just astonishing that we've had that possibility to do that. And so we have, you asked about how many trips are new. So about 40% of our trips are old favorites, trips that we know people mm-hmm. love.
Could be an example of one of those.
So one of the ones that we've been doing for a long time is John Muir's Boyhood Haunts. And that's actually an opportunity for people to experience the place where John Muir, who, as you know, we know, was really a founder of conservation in the nation and certainly in Wisconsin. And we've been doing that trip for a good long time. And in fact, the person who leads that trip is recently retired from the DNR, Mark Martin. Even though he's retired, he's coming back again this year to keep leading the trips for us. Other ones that are really popular are the Dells Hike. It's a power hike through the Dells, and it actually You go out with Thomas Meyer, who is our state natural areas expert with the DNR. State natural areas are really important for Wisconsin. They protect some of the precious species that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go out with Thomas, the nice thing about that, in addition to an exhausting long day hiking, and it is, you get to go really behind the scenes in state natural areas and places where the public otherwise would not be able to see. But also, you know, some of our trips sound like they're quite active, but there's also a lot of trips for people who, you know, would like to relax a little bit. One of the trips that's new for us, we've only done it the last couple of years, is pontoon boats on the Mississippi River. And we take folks out with a naturalist. You get to, you know, sit inside of the comfort of a pontoon boat and go into some of the pools on the Mississippi River where you might see, you know, depending on the time of year that you're going, you might see migrating, you know, swarms of migrating warblers, or you might see, you know, as we did on the Mississippi, you might see literally thousands to tens of thousands of swans. We were out there and we saw more eagles than you could possibly count. I mean, dozens and dozens of eagles up in the tree. And so, you know, it's great if you just want to relax. If you're an older person, it's a perfect trip. So they really run the gamut of trips that are very active, trips that are very hands-on, where you get to actually touch, you know, an animal or a salamander or a bird, and then trips where you can just kind of relax and watch the scenery around you. And really, the whole point is to get to know Wisconsin, to learn to love what we have.
And I was looking at the prices on those, and the prices really are pretty cheap, if you ask me. I mean, you know, for what you're getting, it's pretty good deal, Ruth.
I think it is. You know, it's equivalent to going to a movie over at Hilldale or something like that. We really want to make them affordable and accessible to all the citizens of Wisconsin. Many of the sites that we go to are owned by us, the state of Wisconsin. So the state natural areas, the state wildlife areas, we really feel part of our mission is to get people out and to connect with those beautiful sites that are part of our natural heritage.
And you add so much value with having the experts to go along with it. And we'll talk some more about that, plenty to talk about with our two guests today, Ruth Uppedahl and Maria Sadowski of the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. They will be with us right up until 12:30, so you stick with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. One of the best things about living in Wisconsin is the amazing variety of natural areas and species that we have that we can enjoy around the state. So much fun to be able to get out and see what's out there, and it's really a lot of fun when you have a chance to go maybe with an expert or somebody who's had a lot of experience with the wildlife or the natural resources of a particular area. Larry Mueller here. Happy to have you along today on the Ideas Network. You know, typically, unless you have a friend or a family member who's a conservation biologist, you may think of getting that in-depth perspective out of your reach. But no, thanks to the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin, you have an opportunity that's open to you and to me as well. If you love bats or muskie or butterflies or owls, there's an opportunity for you. And you stay with us. We'll talk some more about it right after this look at the news here on the Ideas Network. You may be one of those people saying, I wonder what could I do in the outdoors this year? Have a good time, learn some things, or just have a fun time and meet some really cool people. Well, have I got a deal for you? You got lots of great opportunities if you get yourself hooked up with the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. I'm looking right now at their 2013 field trip schedule. You can look at it too if you go to my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. We've got it right there. They're celebrating 20 years of field trips. Started with 3, and now they've got like 100, more than 103. all kinds of experiences. And affordable experiences all over the state. So I'm really glad to have both of our guests with us today. Ruth Uppedahl, Executive Director of the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. And Ruth, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
I really appreciate it. And Maria Sadowski, great to see you again. Maria is Director of Communications with the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin.
We're so pleased to be here, Larry. Thank you.
Well, it's a lot of fun. And you have to be a member to go on these trips, do you not?
Yeah, we do ask people to become a member because we're a membership organization.
Yeah.
And over 3,000 people who live in Wisconsin, and actually people who even live outside of Wisconsin who come up here for their summer vacations, are members. And we ask people to do that in order to support our greater mission, which is management of our state lands, our natural areas, and also helping bring back some of these species like the whooping crane and trumpeter swans that had been on the brink of extinction. And it was really important for our citizens to help support this financially through contributions, and they've made a big difference. So we've just worked it into our field trip program that we ask people to become members, become part of something bigger than yourself that helps our state.
And it's a modest amount,
yeah,
I think.
A membership is $25, and you can join right online even right before you register at the same process. That'd be great.
Yeah, no problems there at all. Well, I tell you what, we are giving away 5 of those memberships, as a matter of fact. We can give away 5 free memberships today, and we'll do that during the show here. And we've got a few people who are online right now. You would need to call or email, tell us about your favorite Wisconsin native species, bird, animal, plant, whatever, or with a question for us about the program. And that's at talk@WPR.org. That would be the place to go. Or when you call in at 1-800-642-1234. Is that okay too, Judith? If your call is okay? Yeah, she's busy taking those calls right now, and there are a lot of people calling. Anyway, we'll do a random drawing. I know we're going to get a lot of people emailing and calling, but hey, take a chance. You can win a membership in the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. Gary in the town of Ween, up with a question for you. Hi, Gary.
Hi. Great show, Larry, as always. I'd like to ask your guest if they ever have any trips into the Florence County area. There's a very nice Wild Rivers Interpretive Center just outside of Florence, and I enjoy going. I have a cabin up in that area, and I enjoy hiking in the Brule River Cliff State Natural Area and the Spread Eagle Barren State Natural Area. And there's Florence County has lots of beautiful waterfalls and rivers, and I wondered if they ever come into that area.
Very good question, Gary. Thanks a lot for calling. Ruth, what do you got?
We sure do. Well, thanks, Gary, for calling. I just moved down from up north, and so I'm really glad to hear a listener up there in Florence County. We have 2 trips in your county coming up this summer. One is called Bog versus Swamp, and it's venturing into a quaking bog mat to search for native orchids, carnivorous plants, and other rarities in the Grandma Lakes Wetlands State Natural Area, and that's on June 14th, if you're interested in that. And also, of course, there's a lot of good canoeing up there in Florence County. And for those of us who just came off Canoe-copia and we really got that bug, we want to get out on the water, there's a canoe trip up on the Pine River, and it's canoeing the Barrens. Enjoy 2 of Wisconsin gems resplendent in the autumn glory. So you're canoeing the Pine River on September 7th, and we would love to have you join us on one of those trips. We're going to be going through the Spread Eagle Barrens that you just mentioned, and it's just a wonderful place to be. We also raise money, actually, for management of that important state natural area.
And you're going with an expert or somebody who really knows the area and can talk about it, which I think, Gary, would be a cool thing from your perspective.
Yeah, the leader on that trip is Anna Johns, so we really thank her for being a leader on that canoe trip on the Pine River.
Yeah. Thanks, Gary, for calling. Appreciate it. Rob in Kenosha, your turn next. Hi, Rob. Thanks for calling.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate the call.
Good. Yeah, I was wondering if you had any trips ever gone out to the Eagle Cave in Eagle, Wisconsin up there.
Eagle Cave.
Wow, what a great idea. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Awesome trip, especially if you want to really see the inside of, well, pretty much the earth there. They do a lot of spelunking, a lot of tours, especially when you noted about the bats. They have an actual room called the bat room, and one of the walls on the inside of it is just crawling with hundreds and hundreds of bats. You know, they can literally go up and touch them, you know, like little hamsters with wings.
Yeah.
So we're not going to that location, but I think two important things about that. One is that one of the ways that we think of new field trip ideas and we come up with plans for offering new trips every year is by hearing from folks like this saying, hey, have you heard about this place? It's mm-hmm. someplace that I love. And I'd love for more people to learn about. One of the trips that came up that way this year was a moth field trip where you can go out at night and do moth identification. And actually, that field trip leader said to us that he would stay out for 24 hours if we wanted to. And I thought, well, no, probably some of our people will want to go to bed eventually, but thank you very much.
Oh.
So that we think that'll be a great trip. But also, you mentioned bats, and we appreciate you bringing them up because it's an important species for Wisconsin. And a species that's facing a pretty severe threat with the white-nose syndrome. I know you've had the DNR bat experts on your show in the past, Larry. It's a real serious problem. One of the things that we do with our field trips is to raise funds for conservation of species like that. So this year we actually have three different bat field trips that are all fundraisers for the Bat Conservation Program to make sure that they have the funding to do the research and surveys that they need to try and protect the species.
That's
and, of
wonderful.
Course, it's fun because it sounds very serious and it is a very serious topic, but the trips are really a great time as well. So you're doing, you're having a lot of fun, but you're doing something really important for our state.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rob. Thanks very much for calling. Larry and Ann emailed in from Stevens Point. They really enjoyed the wild rice harvest trip last year. They learned a lot and they're still enjoying the wild rice.
That's fantastic. So that was a new trip for us last year. Unfortunately, we're not going to offer it this year, but we sent some folks out on canoes and they actually harvested rice the way that it's been harvested for, you know, decades or centuries. And again, it gave an opportunity to see behind the scenes and explore the river with an expert who could tell them what they were seeing.
And probably got the history, a lot of history involved in that. What a great trip.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much. We're glad that they enjoyed it.
Lori and Krivitz, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thank you. When I was growing up, I'd always watched Wild Kingdom and just dreamed of some of these things that you're talking
yeah.
about. Programs are just amazing. And in 2009, I went on an expedition with Earthwatch Institute to Costa Rica to work with sea turtles. And, boy, you really worked your butt off and just busy all the time. And while I'd love to do that again and more of those types of expeditions, it's great that these are close to home because those get kind of costly, plus with the carbon footprint and all that. It just seems like something close to home that you can learn about, like, your guests have said, with just the state itself. These just sound so incredible.
Oh, they are. And wait till you get your hands on one of the books, the schedules. You're gonna be drooling, Lori, because there are all the great photos of trips and so forth in here really are really get your heart pumping.
How do I get one of those?
Well, how does she get one of those, Ruth?
Well, you can go to our website, which is wisconservation.org, and click on what we do, and that takes you to the field trip page. And right there, you can download a PDF of our field trip book right immediately this minute if you'd like to. You also can go online and join and become a member, and we'll send you a field book trip booklet immediately, because actually we haven't talked about this yet, but the registration is opening pretty quickly here and it's a big event. Last year our computer server crashed. People stayed home from work. They waited till March 20th, 12 noon, and then they started tapping in to register, and some trips fill up within minutes.
Oh, so you need to really
do your homework.
Get your homework done and get it done in the next 6 days or so, because you're going to...
But that's just the beginning of registration. And registration continues on through the whole summer and into the fall. Our trips go through April 6th, I think, through November 16th. So there's hundreds of trips. Many of them are offered several times. If you've been up to Hawk Ridge in Duluth in the fall, where hundreds of thousands of broadwings come kettling through along Hawk Ridge there, we offer four of those trips. Lots of capacity there to just go up and see one of the really true wonders of nature that happens right here, you know, on our state.
There you go. Lori, thank you very much. Ray in Heartland, How about you? Larry. Hi.
Hi, Ruth. How are you folks?
Great. Thank you for calling.
Good. Let me tell you about my experience. We moved from San Diego about a year and a half ago. And my children are at this beautiful school in Harlan, a little private school called University Lake School. Well, at that, on the acreage that that school sits, they have these phenomenal opportunities for blue heron, which is absolutely something we know nothing about in Southern California, to come and nest. Just yesterday, we see them start coming back. In our world, it reminds me of the swallows that come to San Juan Capistrano and nest. But it's phenomenal. So I lived in this farmhouse in Oconomowoc, our first year here. And instead of just watching the beauty of those animals from on top, from underneath, the house was so tall that I would see them from on top. And so to get a view, you know, both a bird's eye view, if you will, of those animals in a brand new species for me is awe-inspiring. I think they're just incredible. And so anything you can do to take a moment on there to help educate me more about them, it's really a unique and wonderful breed. I think I saw something about humans wanting to, if they could do anything, the vast majority of people would want to fly. Isn't it something when you see animals like that in flight?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Ray. And great blue herons are a wonderful, fascinating bird. We have a home on Lake Monona, and we had a great blue that would come and hunt on our pier. He'd stand on the pier and hunt fish right from the pier. And then sometimes he'd come up on the lawn. So,
oh, neat.
Yeah.
You know, one of the field trips you might want to consider is happening June 8th up at Horicon. One of our business partners, Blue Heron Tours, is offering a pontoon trip of the Horicon Marsh. And it's pretty incredible. If you've been out there in the spring, if you're talking about birds on the wing, it's really a hot spot for migratory waterfowl. But also, they have a blue heron rookery. And that's a rookery is a place where blue herons nest. And you'll be there with a naturalist who can tell you all about blue herons. And I think you would really, really enjoy that trip. And then afterwards, after you get off the boat, you get to hike with one of the DNR scientists. It really is an opportunity of a lifetime if you want to learn about blue herons.
And when is that?
That's June 8th up in Horicon.
Oh, man.
Well, I'll tell you what you've done. You've inspired me to get online. I'll do my research. I will definitely take a look at that trip. And it's fun. You know, you come from an area after spending years, in this case, decades in Southern California, where I always loved nature, had my own gardens, you know, knew as much as I could about some of the indigenous species. And then you move to a place like Wisconsin, and it's a huge difference. And so what locals may take for granted really does blow me away. There's some phenomenal wildlife there.
Well, Ray, you may wind up going on more than one trip after you see what the opportunities out there are. If you take a look at the Sawwet and some of the other trips, you might just be a pretty frequent user of the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin trips. Thanks a lot for calling. Really appreciate it very much. Stephanie in Madison, thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi there. Oh, wonderful show. I have a huge smile on my face from the listening to Ray, the last caller. Oh my goodness. It's the perspective is just great, but just the joy in his voice talking about the outdoors. I am legally blind, and I am wondering if your organization, with your field trips, if you work with people who are physically disabled, blind, or other types of physical or other types of impairments.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, thanks so much for calling in. It's not something that we have specific programming for, but certainly if we have individuals who are interested, we would do our best to try and accommodate that. Some of our trips, which we haven't talked about, are actually rated by physical ability or strenuous level. And they range from quite a few hikes that are considered accessible to people with walking disabilities. And by that, we mean, you know, it's a very smooth trail or a very short walk, or it happens indoors, something like the pontoon boat. And then they go all the way up five different levels to more extreme conditions that are off trail or steep hikes.
Gotcha.
But certainly, you know, we'd be happy to try and see if we could accommodate, you know, folks with disabilities. It would be a challenge for us, but we'd want to make sure that you would have a great experience. But we can certainly try to help.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I mean, when I use a term like blind or legally blind, I mean, I have some vision, but, you know, really, everybody's abilities really will vary, so that it would probably be incumbent upon the person contacting you to be pretty clear about what their abilities are. But I'm glad to hear that, and thank you so much for your, for what a wonderful show, guys.
Oh, Steph, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Larry. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, good talking to you.
I just wanted you, too, to also consider taking a look at some of our bird banding trips. I think they would be really wonderful. I think people with visual impairments would really enjoy these banding trips where you can actually have a bird in the hand.
Oh.
It's really, we have bird banding trips for kestrels, which are small hawks.
Mm-hmm.
We have bird banding trips for saw-whet owls, which are just the cutest little furry guys.
Oh.
And they're very tame. We also have an urban bird banding trip in Milwaukee. And so these trips, especially the bird banding ones, you can help with citizen science, hold a bird in the hand.
Oh.
Hawk Ridge, same thing. So give us a call.
We'll
help match you up to a trip that you think would work best for you and your interests.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Steph. Thank you very much for calling. And, you know, we have our winners. There are lots of... Ed Judith says, please, the contest is over. So no more calling or relating to that. But here we are with the winners of a trip, or actually not a trip, but winners of a membership, $25 memberships in the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. We've got Andy H. in Oregon, who loves brown pelicans, Lori M. in Crivets, who loves blazing star, Ray, Ray was just on from Heartland. He loves blue herons, as we heard from him. Tammy C. from Menominee is a fan of white-tailed deer and hopes to help count fawns. She wants to get in on that, on the fawn count. And Elias S. in River Falls loves all the birds that come to his feeder. So there are five lucky winners. And thanks so much to the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin for supplying that was great. And there is a fawn count.
Yes, if you'd like to go out and learn how to count white-tailed deer fawns, I just think it's going to be a blast.
And that's probably in May, my guess.
Let's see here. We can look.
Or
that
maybe
that's,
not.
That's in Shockton on May 25th, and then there's another opportunity on May 26th.
Yeah.
So that's coming up. Fawn searching and collaring.
I remember Scott Craven and I, Scott telling me that we go from the lowest number of deer in the state for the year to the highest number of deer in the state in about a 10 to 14 day period in May. That's when the fawns pretty much all drop. So I knew. I thought, well, if they planned this right, it'll have to be sort of end of May, and you were right on the money with that.
Yep. And, you know, if you want to search for something bigger, I've been up with Lane Stoll up by Clam Lake there.
Yeah.
And he actually very much depends on our field trips and a few others with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation to provide teams to go do a drive through the woods looking for elk calves. Every single elk in that herd up there has a radio collar on it, and so he knows when the mom's signal goes on, that stationary signal, that means she's giving birth. And then he has one of our crews, over the Rocky Mountain Elk crews, out there going over hill and dale looking for the baby elk.
And so you can legally, at that point, obviously, and you're not going to get lost, and you're going to have a chance, a great opportunity, a great chance at least, to see a baby elk.
Yeah, and to see how our Department of Natural Resources studies these animals. What sort of measurements does he take? What their health is? He puts a little breakaway collar on the baby elk. And so you just learn everything, probably more than you actually want to know about elk. But, you know, it's a real exciting future for Wisconsin, because now the Department of Natural Resources is talking about adding a second elk herd over by Black River Falls.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
It's just great to hear that bugle back in our state.
Absolutely. Well, we've got... we're about out of time here. The Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin's field trips with the 2013 field trip schedule. You can go right straight to their website, Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. Actually, if you go to my Facebook page, if you're already there at the Larry Mueller Show, you can just click on it and we'll take you right there. And you really have to see it to believe it. There are so many, 122 trips that are experiences that you can take over the course of this year in all corners of Wisconsin. Boy, would it ever be cool to try and, well, you'd never be able to get all of them. There's some that are scheduled all at the same time, but it sure would be fun to be able to say like two or three a month would be just so much fun. Ruth, Maria, thank you so much. I look forward to another visit from you. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Ruth Operdahl and Maria Sadowski of the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. Thanks for listening. Stay with us.